Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 705. February the 3rd.
TGIF.
Yeah, oh, gosh. Yeah, it's good. I'm choking to death here. Hey, the phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, including our chat room. A lot of people in the chat room already. So good morning. It's John Dixon's birthday. Happy birthday and good morning, John.
Happy birthday, John.
Yeah. We're joined today, not by Bad Bob, but by Just Bob.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Thank you. So, and you did such a great job on the news. We really appreciate you hanging over this these next 3 hours with us, because not only do we have our morning show, you have
Shasta Startup.
Yes, which is a launch, and you're kicking all each individual guy off at 9 a.m.
That's right, and for Shasta Startup. And today it's going to be
Mark LaSalle,
and he's going to be talking. He's bringing in that engineer from the owners of that company that do the remotely piloted vehicles. So
really?
I think it's going to be pretty interesting. Did I go down or up there?
Yeah, you turned me all the way down.
Okay, well, hang on. Here, did okay, I just turn you up now?
Yes.
Okay, can so I turn funny. It up a little bit more?
No.
Hey, speaking of turning up, here's Linda.
Oh, good morning.
We were talking about her earphones. Oh, by the way, you're not going to see us video today because Bad Bob took a piece of the equipment with him
on this
job he's doing.
Well, because Brenda and Bob Belongi, of course, do all of the work with the beautiful sound equipment and
video
and the big screen for the Shasta Women's Refuge, which is, we hear, there's just a few tickets left. I know we have a tendency sometimes to wait to the last minute, but that is super incredible. Today we have our temperatures. It's going to be a sunny day with getting around 67 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of around 36, a calm wind becoming north around 6 p.m. So 36 tonight and 67 today. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And by the way, I just went into my email and people are starting to talk about the Ann Coulter show that's up there and asking, are you going? How do you know? We're calling to get tickets. Can we get a table? And so the buzz is out. It's obviously hit the Enjoy magazine for February that in March.
Going to be putting out a lot more. We're going to be putting a lot more information out on it, and when dates, times, who do you call? Also, if I understand right, we're going to try real hard to get Ann Coulter on the show.
There's 150 tickets, I think, available, and that's it.
Yeah, because in the tent, and then there's a dinner afterwards for people that want to do that. So, hey, let's, as usual, every day we start off with our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, and today Susan Eastman joins us. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Excuse me. Good morning, Linda. Stocks are rallying this morning after the unemployment number came in at 8.3%, the lowest reading in 3 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 146 points at 12,851. The S&P 500 is positive 15 points at 1341, while the Nasdaq Composite is up 36 points at 2896. Some of the day's biggest movers, J.P. Morgan Chase, up 70 cents at $38.25. Pfizer's positive 6 cents at $21.17. And Tyson Foods up $1.11, trading at $19.73. Turning to local stocks of interest, Walmart's positive 39 cents at $62.33. Costco's up 12 cents at $85.63. Safeway is up a nickel at $21.80. Turning to bonds, treasuries are lower, and the 10-year note is priced to yield 1.91%. For commodities, gold is down $8.10 at $17.51 per ounce. Silver's off a quarter at $33.92. Crude oil trading up higher, up 69 cents at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Well, thank you very much, Susan. And are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Do you still have those great books that you're handing out, the 2012 Economic and Market Outlook and Finding Today's Tax Breaks?
Yes, I do, and I'm ready to offer those to the public. You can call 243-7561. We'll mail them out today.
Great. Okay. Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors. They're located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Thanks a lot, Susan. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've just got a number of things. Okay, this is one I want you to think about.
I'm thinking.
You want to save salmon? So how do you save salmon? Do you inflict damage on people? Or do you just raise the quota on the predators that eat salmon? Let's talk about that when we get back. Carlin DeBott, miss a day, miss a lot.
Can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening? It's time again for the 25th annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed this Saturday night at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5 with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you this Saturday at the silver anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by Ken and Sandy Gifford, Lane Larson, and Halicala Ranch.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. 7:13 in the morning. It's February the 3rd. And we are live here, as usual, 530-605-4567. Is our phone number, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. We had Russ Maul on yesterday, and Russ said something that was, you know, first of all, we appreciate Russ Maul coming on the show. It's always good to have him on. And Russ has been kind of at the center of some controversy. He stood right up in here, and he answered the questions. There were a few that were that caused some sweat and consternation from our great audience. But yesterday, Russ said something that was just incredible. He said, if you eat, drink water, breathe air, his division, his Department of Natural Resources impacts on you. Think about that. If you breathe air, because wow. he's got the air division there, clean air.
If you
drink water, because they're checking on all the water and wells and septic tanks. I guess if you go to the bathroom, he impacts on you because he does because he does septic tanks too. We didn't bring that part up. If you eat food, because they go through and they check all the restaurants. Anything that you possibly do, from breathing to sleeping to eating, comes under Russ Maul and his band of merry men and women there. That's incredible.
How many people that he oversees?
It wasn't a whole lot, I don't think. He has two of his divisions there, two of the departments. They don't have bosses now, and they're looking for them. One resigned, one quit. But the amount of power that just resides in that one office, and his bosses are the Board of Supervisors. So I'm just wondering. I'm wondering, does the Board of Supervisors really realize everything that he touches on in there? I mean, it's tremendous. I mean, the amount. He's been head of that department
for how long?
Since it began, 25 years.
Wow.
Since it began, Russ Maul has been in charge of that department. Now, I know a lot of people had questions about the Chapelgate and all these other things are going on. And Russ, you know, said, hey, I can't talk about anything that's under litigation. And I understand that. There's other things. We want to bring him back on, and I think he'd like to come back on again because there's other programs out there. There's one program that they have that they oversee that has $2.6 million in it and is to help replace diesel engines on small businesses. you know, with these new cap and trade and all these new environmental and clean air acts, everybody's going to have to change out these diesel engines, their motors.
They've been talking about that for, what, a couple years now?
They have been. We've been talking to people. Say it's costing me $60,000, $70,000 right. to replace my engine. Well, Maul said yesterday, well, no, it's going to cost them closer to $100,000 to replace that to meet the new clean air criteria that only California has as it puts people out of business. And speaking of that, today Sharon Clark's coming on along with a gentleman from Senior Helpers. She, of course, heads up Home Helpers, a great place here in town that helps assisted living and all this. And the Senate and the Sacramento thugs down there in the Assembly and in the Senate are trying to push through a bill that will essentially put a lot of small businesses out of business because of their exorbitant rates of taxation and fees. You can call them fees, but they're really taxes on doing your business. I can't wait to have Sharon come on. And everybody, you all need to listen to this, because what they're doing to these businesses, like Home Helpers and Senior Helpers, just stand by. They're going after everybody because they're looking for money, and they're going to do it any way they can, except follow the directions of their own people. What's going on?
Oh, we have a lot.
What's going on this weekend?
You really want to know?
Yeah, I do, because after that, I want to talk about this thing about the stripers, stripers, salmon, and people.
Well, we can't go from, we definitely can't go what's happening in theater to rant.
Well, no, but we'll go theater and all that.
Okay.
Take a break, and then I'll go rant, because I have two things here.
Well, of course, we had Dr. Doug McConnell on yesterday from Shasta Regional, and you do know that tomorrow is the Shasta Health Fest, which is going to be at the Shasta Regional Medical Center. This is the first time it's going to be inside the hospital from 8 a.m. to 2, and that is going to be awesome. Screenings, I think there's going to be a lot of inside, very educational. I think it's something that you may also, if you're a scientist or biologist or your kids are really interested in that, it's probably going to be very informative, of course. The Ready School of Arts are going to be bringing their fairy tale classic to the David Marr Auditorium, which is Cinderella. It's, of course, the Disney version of that. Performances will be at 7 p.m. tonight and 2 p.m. Saturday. Tickets are $6 and $8. We also have tickets. You know, there's a wonderful, if you really are into theater, sometimes, you know, it is an escapism for happy, but sometimes if you are into the playwright and you're into the, how the movie has gone into a film, have gone into theater, we do have complimentary tickets to February 10th. Come Back, Little Sheba, a very serious drama at the Riverfront Playhouse. So we would love to take your call if you wish to get two passes. In fact, I could even give you four passes to the February 10th. It is our media night there. And we'd love to have you come out and support the Riverfront Playhouse by four tickets to Come Back, Little Sheba. 605-4567. I know Bob's just taking a call right now, but we are taking calls for those tickets. 605-4567.
We're going to keep this up until we give these tickets away. So don't make us have a whole show giving away Come Back, Little Sheep. What about the,
the crab feed, of course.
The crab feed and all the music, a lot of music going around town.
Well, at Cottonwood, it's going to also hold its annual crab feed from 5 to 9 Saturday. That is for the Cottonwood Library crab feed. And we've got all kinds of things. You know, Stephanie Foose is going to start playing regularly in February out in at it in Salmos, and we have Chris Lauer out there Saturday, actually this Saturday and next Saturday, and on Sunday, if they're not sold out already, we've got Candice LaVolce on harp for two sittings during Sunday.
Mother's Day Sunday, isn't it?
No, it's actually Valentine's Day Sunday.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant. Valentine's.
Yes, that's next weekend.
Right. Yes, if it hasn't been sold out.
I'm just talking about February engagements that are happening. So,
well, you know, I think there's another one too on February 12th that they're doing a drumming. A powwow. It's a sacred drumming circle, and it's going to be attuned with the Great Spirit, the sacred drumming circle from 6:30 to 2 p.m. February 12th with Lynn Fritz. And we're going to have Lynn on to talk about that and what that means.
Oh, that's interesting. You know what? I've never attended a powwow. There was a time in my life, I went out to, actually, it was, I think, Hay Fork. And they had the maypole and they did the drumming circles. And I spent a lot of time up in Weaverville with people who made drums. And it's really interesting. You may sound, it is their sacred drum. You know, and our friend Indian Dave, who's got his show here on, he calls himself Indian Dave, too. That's his moniker. So we love
Indian
that.
Indian Dave. We love
and,
this guy.
And he's Saturday shows, Saturday mornings here with Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. But same thing with drumming and the information. Yeah. There's so much going on here. We're going to take a break because we've got somebody waiting. Somebody's on the call. We'll be right back.
Mike Huber from Estate Granite on Man's Search for the Ultimate Roaster.
The Ultimate Lucky Roaster. Have you been afraid to smoke your dinner? It's easier than you think. With my roaster, you can have your meat and eat it too in under an hour and a half. The most flavorful smoked meat, the ultimate way to cook your favorite. Hung on 304 stainless steel hooks with lots of room to do 4 tri-tips or 4 chickens or 4 of your favorite rack of ribs. With the best flavor possible, have you heard of an ugly roaster? Well, this is not ugly. Made to order with your team's favorite colors for the ultimate backyard or tailgate experience. The fully polished barrel is my favorite for the hunter in mind. All finished with high temperature, lasting durability paint. And because we make each roaster from recycled metals, each one is unique. So call today for your personalized roaster, 241 Stone, 241-7866. And ask about our granite fire pit tables.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hillachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Hey, it's Friday TGIF. Boy, there's so
it's
much
too
going
bad
on.
The video's not on. You could be watching me
can
do my moves right now.
Oh. They talk about us. You know who this is?
Yeah, it's Carl Linda Bott. Okay. Let's go on.
48 degrees outside. I want to congratulate Robert and Victoria. Both of you won those complimentary passes.
There you
to
go.
To come back, Little Sheba.
That's good. You did not force me into hunting people down on the street and handing them to them.
Whacking
okay.
Them
let me ask you a question, my friends. You want to save salmon, right? So how would you do that? Would you go in and take the water from the ranchers and farmers and destroy their ways of life and force people off their lands in Siskiyou County? Or would you up the limit on striped bass, a non-native fish that voraciously feed on young salmon and smelt? Well, let me think. Well, what do you think the answer is? Well, of course, you would continue to take the water from the farmers and the ranchers instead of upping the ante on the stripers. The California Fish and Game Commission rejected a proposal from guess who? These are people that said that you've got to up the number of striped bass that people can take. Who was it? Oh, the Fish and Game Commission acted against the scientific recommendations of the Department of Fish and Game, the Delta Stewardship Council, the National Oceanic Administrative Agency, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. What they said was, take more stripers. Take more stripers because they eat so many million of the salmon smelt, or the salmon, the young salmon. Now, let me tell you a true story. And I believe this man because he is a man of great honor and integrity, and there's no reason to lie to me. He's fishing on the Sacramento down there where they released the salmon out of the fisheries. He said as they were releasing all of these salmon out of the fisheries, the stripers were making their run. And he said the water was literally boiling as the stripers were eating the young salmon coming out. Now, I don't know how many years ago this was, but think about this. How many they eat? And the only thing that people are saying is up the limit on striped bass. Take more of them out. More salmon are going to make it down. So the department, the California Fish and Game Commission, let's talk about these commissions, my friends. These commissions are headed up by people appointed to that job. They're paid for it. They answer to no one except the governor. That means your assembly member and your senator have nothing to do with it. They answer only to the governor. And I'm not even sure that they know that. Anyway, this thing to me is non-understandable. A striper is a non-native fish. It was introduced in the 1800s to the river.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and the people that are opposing it saying, oh, no, we have to keep the limits the way they are. They're saying is that they've been working together. They've been able to live together since the 1800s. Well, that doesn't make, so what? You know, I mean, they were introduced into the river and the delta. And they were introduced in the 1800s to the watershed. So what's the big thing about saving them? You know, the thing is, you don't eradicate them. You just cut them back. It's the way you do anything. But instead, they would rather take water from farmers and ranchers than to up the ante on fish that aren't even supposed to be there. And oh, get this! You remember when the National Ocean, Oceanic Administrative Agency said they wanted to increase by tenfold the number of salmon going up into Siskiyou County, which was even going to take more water away from the farmers and ranchers. Well, they were going to have a meeting with the people up there. Well, NOAA canceled the meeting. No reason. They're not returning phone calls.
So is the meeting still happening? They canceled the meeting, but they rescheduled the meeting.
No, they did not reschedule the meeting. Okay. They just canceled it for no reason, and they're not returning phone calls.
How do we get to the bottom of this?
You know what? The whole thing is, why wouldn't you up the ante? Why wouldn't you up the catch limit on stripers to save salmon? It doesn't make sense to me. And instead attack people. Well, it does make sense to me because there's idiots appointed to commissions. Same ones that are trying to ban lead everywhere in the state of California. Idiots. Okay.
Just a note I'll drop in here quickly. I just talked to Amy Dundas from Adamson's peak performance,
uh-huh.
But she is not at her peak today. She's homesick with the flu and sounds horrible and does not think she would be a very good spokesperson today.
Oh, that's really sweet for Amy. She calls on Fridays usually around this time to give us a fitness tip. Even those people who are extremely fit do have a tendency to come down with the flu. Well, so now what do we do about that? That's great. And that was a rant. What do we do with that information?
Well, it's just information on it that, you know, it's the commission. I guess if you wanted to do something in the next time that they start up here about taking away land or taking away water rights and doing things, it just remind them, hey, your commission, even your commission went against everybody that said to catch more stripers. So how can you do anything else to bring the salmon back? How can you attack people on something like that? All right, we got to take a break here. And like right now, I think. We'll be right back after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, U.S. employers boosted payrolls more than expected last month, and the unemployment rate fell for a fifth straight month to 8.3%, the lowest point in nearly 3 years. The Labor Department's January jobs report showed the economy created 243,000 jobs. It was the most in 9 months. That news from the Labor Department pointing to a resurgent job market, sending stocks higher. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 155 points. And the Securities and Exchange Commission has reportedly given financial giants like Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and J.P. Morgan Chase exemptions to securities laws and regulations aimed at deterring securities fraud. The Times says it found nearly 350 instances over the last decade where the SEC let the firms bypass the rules. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Gentlemen, don't leave this one to fate. Set the date for a memorable Valentine's at Wind River Casino and enjoy a delicious dinner for two at Elements Restaurant for just $40. Dinner includes an appetizer, house salad, and fry bread, your choice of a 12-ounce New Yorker ribeye steak, baked potato and seasoned vegetables, and dessert, along with $10 free slot play each to play your favorite slot machine. Just $40 for a fun-filled Valentine's dinner and more. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Wind River. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai-Gow poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Lucky Ladies. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this. No one. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Doug with Goldleaf Nursery, and it's time for our annual Groundhog Day sale. Sale starts Groundhog Day, Thursday, February 2nd through Monday, February 6th. The sale will go on, rain or shine, shadow or no shadow. What a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box shrubs and trees, 25% off newly arrived roses. You know we have over 125 varieties of bare root fruit trees, grapes, and berries. Buy one at regular price, get the second one 30% off. There is nothing like the taste and aroma of tree-ripened fruits. And every Saturday, 12 noon through February, we have a free pruning seminar. Sign up for a free heirloom fruit tree in our raffle, a real California treasure. Don't miss this 5-day Groundhog Day sale starting Thursday. Gold Leaf Nursery across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course on Churn Creek Road. For a map to Gold Leaf Nursery, look us up on the web, goldleafnursery.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Domestic violence and sexual assault are on the rise here in Shasta County. This is Katie Minoletti with Shasta Women's Refuge. If you have a heart for giving back and can spare a few hours a month, you can make a difference. Applications are being accepted now for our crisis intervention training class. For more information, please call 244-0117. That's 244-0117. Or you can visit ShastaWomensRefuge.org. And thank you.
global economy is demanding we change the makeup of our local business community. Hello, I'm Mark Lascelles, one of the hosts of Shasta Startup at 9 o'clock on Friday mornings. This week, my guest will be Jim Hill of Air Cover Integrated Solutions, a new company that recently located to this area that is developing a technology that powers drone aircraft. Air Cover is a global leader in the field of innovation, will be doing their research and development along with some of their manufacturing right here in Shasta County. So be sure to tune in for the show and discover how Shasta County is indeed becoming a player in the global economy.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. We're back here, Casey. You know, it's one of those days that we're just, wow. Okay, we've got a guest that just came in we're really, really excited about. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. In fact, I'm going to see them today because I need coffee. And
I'm going to see them because I just like walking in.
I know, but it's great to go in there and hang out. And
Espresso, you know, Joe's finest walk-in humidor in the state, and they're collecting American flags that are damaged or old, and you don't know quite what to do with them. Take them down to Tobacco and Brew. They will make sure that they are taken care of in a very honorable way by an organization. So just drop them off there, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Do we have our birthday boy on the phone?
I think we do.
All right, let's go there. John, good morning. Happy birthday.
Good morning, Linda, and thank you so much. Good morning, Carl.
I said happy birthday first.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Just Bob, welcome to you, too.
Well, thank you, John. Happy birthday.
Listen, how was the show last night?
It went really good last night. Thank you so much for the tickets. I took my brother. We enjoyed that harmonica blowout so much. I can't begin to describe how good it was.
All right.
I want to thank you guys for the tickets.
Okay, super.
That was a great birthday.
Well, you're absolutely welcome. You're a loyal listener, and we love that. That's the connection there.
Well, I'm calling in this morning because Amy's sick, and I wanted you guys to have another health tip.
What's that?
Okay, walking is the most basic of aerobic experiences. 20 minutes of walking each day will reduce your risk of heart attack, improve your circulation, your mental health, and if you increase it to an hour, will, along with proper diet, help you escape the condition known as prediabetes. So walk your way to health and happiness. This county has like 100 miles of public hiking trails. Enjoy them and improve your health at the same time. There's my tip to fill in for Amy. Hope you get better and feel really good next week, Amy.
That's right.
Well, I'm sure she will. Hey, John, you know, I tell you what, we really appreciate that. And I'm glad it was you giving the health tip because I'm just afraid if Indy Guy called in with a health tip, the first words will be, first, take off your clothes. All right. Thanks a lot, John. Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, you know what? We're really happy to have our next guest here.
Rachel Hatch.
Good morning, Rachel.
Hi. It's great to be here.
She's you have such a beautiful smile. I'm so happy to have you here.
You know what? She's involved. You know, we're so much involved in making Reading become even more successful than it is. You know, we have right after our show.
Get the news
every
out.
Friday, Shasta Startup. Today, we've got Mark LaSalle. We're going to be talking with the people with the new unmanned aerial vehicles that are here, that you've got their headquarters here. But Rachel is going to come in and talk about technology, entertainment, and design. A meeting, and that's what it's called. TED.
TEDx.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
It's funny, too, when we've been talking with people around town about TEDx Reading, it's kind of an odd name to explain, but it's technology, entertainment, and design, and it started to bring people together across these three different worlds. So it's people who have totally different kinds of views and are kind of interdisciplinary coming together and engaging in a conversation together about ideas worth spreading. That's the filter for everything.
Okay, so that's this weekend.
Give us
a feeling of where it is and what happens when you go into this meeting that you're having.
So it happens tomorrow, and it's at Old City Hall from 1 to 5 p.m., and then there's a reception afterwards. There's so much going on tomorrow. I know people will be heading all over town afterwards to everything that's happening tomorrow night. And when people arrive, it will be a series of speakers that they'll see. It's not like a conference. It's sort of more like a presentation, or a performance almost, and each speaker is given only 18 minutes or less to get out whatever the nugget is of their idea. So I'm a big fan of this format because I think people tend to go on and on when they really have about 5 minutes worth of something to say.
Right.
Yeah, try to fill up 2 hours of radio with, you have 5 minutes for something to say.
So it's really to have someone articulate what the essence of their idea is right away and to get a bunch of ideas out into the room to then see what the connection points are between them.
Well, we would like to hear a little bit about your past. What brought you to this TEDx to be the spearhead?
Well, a big part of it, you know, it's run by the Catalyst Young Professionals organization. You all know them, right?
Yes, so absolutely.
Yep. So it's a lot of people who are very committed to fostering culture and new events in Reading. So the kinds of events that we would like to go to are the types of things that we want to put on. And so it's spearheaded by this group of people. Some are real estate agents, some are accountants. You know, there's all over the board professionally, but all of us are interested in thinking about who within Reading actually has ideas worth spreading. And I think one of our people in the group, Chris Heydrich, who you may know, he actually put it really well one time when he said that sometimes I think Reading has a lack of confidence in itself. And there actually is a lot going on here. There are a lot of people with really interesting ideas.
There's lots of good ideas out there. And that's one of the things we were talking about, you know, and I hate to keep bringing back Shasta Startup, but I'm sitting down with some of the old businesses here in town. Not like y'all. Y'all are the young, but everybody talks about y'all. The 2030 Club or the 30?
Yeah, 2030 Club 2030 is another
Club,
one.
Mm-hmm. The yep. Catalyst. And talking about all these great ideas y'all are having. So it's how do we get these great ideas into fruition and get them into stores and the storefronts and to get them started? And, you know, then you have people like Mike Frank,
mm-hmm.
Who has got that entrepreneur boot camp and looking for ideas to help people get started. In fact, he's going to have one this month too, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's really cool. We're going to take a break and we'll come back.
We've got Brian on the phone. Brian, we'll get to you right after the break.
Okay, we've got a lot to cover here. This is really, really interesting. We're going to break it down right after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Reading, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sisku Insurance Services, located in Reading, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
Experience Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. With over 11 years of floral experience, Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home, let our home inspire yours.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530 605 4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:44 in the morning. It's February the 3rd. It looks like it's 48 degrees out there. And
we're going to look at a beautiful day today with temperatures reaching around 67 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 36. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. But this portion of the show is
Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is the owner down there. If you've got a little bitty ding in your windshield or you have a crack that's 2 feet long, he fixes it. He guarantees it. I had a 12-inch crack in my Ford windshield. I think it was caused by, couldn't be from off-road. I think it's only been off-road once, but something happened to it. Jeff fixed it well over 2 years ago, and you can't even see it. To this day, you can't see it. So what great work he does. He gives great prices. He is a veteran, and he guarantees his work. And you can't go any better just by seeing Jeff. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street.
Our guest this morning is Rachel Hatch, who is from the Catalyst Reading Young Professionals. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
We're trying to get the word out about tomorrow's event that's happening at Old City Hall. And it is you're calling it TEDx Reading. And let's talk about your speakers tomorrow.
Okay, great. So we have a lineup of mostly local speakers, which is the standard for these TEDx events. We have one outsider, but the local ones, we have, you know, a rancher, James Rickert from Pray the Ranch, who you might know. He is talking about our connection with our food and all of the kind of invisible contracts that we make with our with food producers like him that we just aren't aware of every single day when we're consuming food, that there's a lot of fine print that we're signing onto whenever we consume food. We have, the range of professions. So we have a symphony conductor who's talking about the importance of live performance, even in a world of kind of instant gratification music with Pandora and Spotify and all of that that's available to us. An architect who's talking about what if we lived more of our lives outside? What would that do for us if we constructed our buildings so that we could be both inside and outside more often? We have a tribal chief and spiritual leader from the Winnemem-Wintu tribe who's going to talk about indigenous knowledge, and that's going to be sort of an interview format. And a second interview format, and this one is particularly dear to my heart, is we have Jenny Abby Moyer interviewing her aunt, Patience, who is 87 years old. Wow. And I think so often we don't value the stories and wisdom from older people. And she is she's a hoot just as a person, but she also has a lot of wisdom. So she's going to be speaking about the importance of telling your story. And she's a person who's actually done that. She was she's lived a remarkable life. She was a child author who became famous when she was a little girl. She and her siblings co-authored a book that was the best-selling nonfiction book at the same time that Gone with the Wind was the best-selling fiction book, just to give you a sense of the timing of it all. And she's just lived this totally remarkable life. And now she's at in her later years, she's 87, and she's looking back on her life and is working on a memoir. And so, people always say, tell your story. And you hear that a lot, but not very many people really do it. And she's done it.
She'd be an interesting person.
Absolutely. And it's something that we're going to be traveling back this year to. We've just been doing that recently with my father turning 80 and going through pictures and connecting with family members that we haven't connected with for a long time. I'm just sharing that is that they are telling their stories, and we are encouraging everybody to really find out about your heritage.
Capture it.
Why people are still of the age that they can talk about it. They want to talk about it. And then you can pass it down through the generations. We're going to find out where my great-grandfather was a sheriff of that county. And those people are all going to come together, those historians. So this is a fabulous opportunity tomorrow to hear somebody that will inspire you.
Yeah, and she has gone through telling your story. It sounds like such a good thing. It can also be really hard to look back over your life, and people who are that age in some ways are kind of living history. You never know when you talk with them what you might uncover. And she's just one. You know, she's a treasure, but there are so many other people her age who are also. So we also have, Dwayne Corbin, who's out at Simpson. He is going to be playing a marimba solo for a little musical interlude, because we think that ideas we're spreading come not just through spoken words, but also more broadly than that. And then we have Toni Cancilla. She's a sign language interpreter out at Shasta College. We first went to her because we wanted to have sign language interpreting at the event, because we have a couple of members of the deaf community who are going to be present. So we wanted to have interpreters. And then we met with her, and we quickly realized she needed to be a speaker. She had so much to say about language and culture, and especially she's looking at baby sign language and how so many hearing families are teaching their kids baby sign language these days.
Is this, and we talked a little bit about this, Rachel, during the break, but is this because they think that the children will be able to start talking to or start communicating with them earlier, that they can teach them for food? And the crying, the crying's not enough. It's like, change me. They can do something like they grab their diapers and it means change me or something.
Well, it is that if there's non-orally based language that you can actually communicate at a much younger age, because your cognitive development as a baby can handle gestures better than speech patterns. Your muscles in your mouth aren't fine-tuned enough to articulate before your hand gestures are. So she's looking at this this kind of trend, I guess you could say, in parenting, and she's saying, well, where is this going? You know, we could look at this as just a fad, like a lot of, parenting fad,
right.
Things become fads, or it could be that this could be really transformative, that there could be a lot more hearing families that are using sign language with their kids, and how that just opens up a world for people in the deaf community as well, to be able to have more conversation partners and have a different sort of an entree into communicating in a really different fashion than what we've seen so far. So she's got a really interesting piece. And then the last one, we have one outsider who's from Detroit. And it seems sort of random why we're having someone from Detroit, but the idea is that we think in economic times like this, there are so many communities that are learning really tough lessons, and that some of that is going under-leveraged, or we just aren't hearing from each other the stories of how we're experiencing the need for resilience in our communities. So Amy Cahurl is coming from Detroit. She's facilitating an organization called Detroit Soup, and they do soup dinners where they invite people to come together. It's $5 to get in, and they have different people present projects that then at the end of the night, there's a democratic voting process and a project is selected to receive all the funds. So it's a micro grant kind of model. And she has a riff on how a $700 micro grant, from an organization like Detroit Soup can actually motivate and challenge and change more than a $25,000 grant.
That's really interesting. Okay, we have to break here, but let's talk a little bit more about that when we get back, about how a micro grant can have a huge impact. Rachel Hatch is our guest from TEDx Technology Entertainment. Did I say it right?
No. You got it. And design.
And design. Okay, because I don't have my glasses on. I'm trying, and my arm's not long enough
today. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite each and every one of you to the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, February 9th, 10th, and 11th. There are many new vendors to the timber industry and their suppliers. This year's logging sports competition has five colleges competing in the chopping and choker setting competition. 800 kids from our local schools will be going to Education Day. We have a new event this year called the Log Loading Competition out on the racetrack, along with the Backhoe Rodeo and the Truck Driving Skills Competition. The Trucker Seminar early Saturday morning with our local CHP. SierraCascadeLogging.com. Check out our events and our times with our Wild Animals Show for the kids on Saturday. We have a few spaces left, so give me a call at 246-8573. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Gonna beat that drum.
48 degrees in the downtown studios here on Market Street. And tomorrow is a very exciting day. I mean, we've got so many things going on, but what we're talking about, we're focusing right now, is with our guest, Rachel Hatch, who is one of the young catalysts, young professionals in Reading. This is a group that's been together here. You said there's probably about 60?
Well, it's actually about 300 who are on the roster, who kind of come in and out. It's not a membership group, because we realized younger people aren't, we're not quite ready for something like a Rotary Club where it's, you know, there's dues and membership requirements and that sort of thing. So it's intentionally a fluid group, but about 300 who are on our roster. And we have two meetings a month. One is a just social happy hour sort of a thing. And the other is a business meeting, which helps to put, you know, move things forward for events like TEDx Reading. And we do Radical Reels is one of the movie, you know, film festivals,
right,
that we do, Banff,
yeah,
Film Festival,
yes,
and so on. So there's a bunch of different events. One of my favorites is the Indie Element, which is we often partner with Turtle Bay, and so we have young professionals in that space who aren't necessarily always in that space of the Turtle Bay, you know, location, and we bring in artists and music and have just a social atmosphere in that space, and it's cool. It feels like it's an indie, you know, feel to,
right,
it. That's hence the name, but it's a fun event. Again, it's the type of thing that we would like to go to, so we just want to put it on so that it happens.
Yeah, you know what? That's great. You know what? I want to go to this kind of event. Let's just put it on.
Yeah.
No, that's a great, yeah, idea. I think this is,
create,
a good idea.
It.
Let's just do it, and then if other people come, that's just gravy. You know,
yeah,
we're having,
exactly,
a good time.
It's
all our friends,
fun,
are having a good time, and then other people can jump in.
We were talking about social networking.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
you guys are going to be covering that tomorrow. You're going to be talking about that. Can you share that with us?
Yeah. So we've got technology is the, you know, technology is one of the words in the title. We talk a lot about technology and kind of the wow factor of a lot of these tech breakthroughs. And tomorrow we'll be sharing one talk that's just, it's a tech demo. It wows you, you know, when you watch some of these tech breakthroughs, you just think, I can't believe that's possible. And then on the other hand, there's a lot that we lose in our tech-immersed kind of world. So we'll also share a talk that's from TED.com. So it's a pre-recorded talk, not a live talk, that we'll share tomorrow. That's about the importance of letter writing. And, you know, it's not just about what we gain in technology. It's also being careful about what we lose and what we need to be more nuanced about, you know, as we negotiate and appropriate technology.
So connecting with people on Facebook is just, there's so much more to really connecting with people other than that.
Right. So it's, you know, what is thinking about the richness of a face-to-face encounter, or even just hearing someone's voice, seeing someone's handwriting. There's something about the tangible that's really important.
You can hold
it
like holding a book or a newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's tomorrow.
Like the letters you wrote me when you were in Iraq.
Yeah. TED.
Kept them all in a box.
At Reading. And it's going to be tomorrow from 1 to 5. It's going to be at the Shasta College downtown campus across from Gorilla Bites. It only costs $10, but that's for reception, and it has, I think, goodies. And
valuable information.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So how do people get a hold of you if they have a question?
They can go to TEDxReading.com, and there's still some tickets available for the live stream room. We ran out of tickets for the main thing, so we're also inviting people to come to Shasta College downtown campus for a live stream experience of it.
Technology, entertainment, and design at Reading. And that's tomorrow from 1 to 5. That's great.
Well, thank you, Rachel Hatch.
Thanks, you guys. It's great to be with you and be here in the studio.
All right. Hey, when we come back, Sharon Clark's going to be here. We're going to be talking about this bill that could put a lot of businesses out of business. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Fewer Americans are out of work. Unemployment down to its lowest rate in nearly 3 years, 8.3%, with 243,000 new jobs created last month. Numbers that the White House likes. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is there live.
The drop in the unemployment rate is further evidence the economy is continuing to heal. That anyways, according to Alan Krueger, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers. He notes that unlike earlier drops, this one was driven by employment growth, not people just leaving the workforce. But House Speaker John Boehner is not impressed.
There's certainly some positive news here, but the point we're making is that we could do a lot better.
Boehner notes there are still millions of people who are looking for work, not to mention those millions more who have given up looking. Dave?
Mike, on Wall Street, there is a rally. The Dow up 140 points. Two American women have gone from tourists to hostages in Egypt, kidnapped at gunpoint today, along with their tour guide in the Sinai Peninsula. The FBI's investigation into hackers has been hacked. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has this live in Washington.
Well, hackers were apparently listening in to a conference call between the FBI and Scotland Yard. The FBI blaming the group known as Anonymous after the hacker group released 15 minutes of that phone call between cybercrime investigators in the U.S. and U.K. Anonymous is credited with high-profile hackings in the past, targeting governments and companies. The Bureau says it's hunting those responsible. Just this week, top U.S. intelligence officials warned Congress about the growing cyber attack threat. Dave.
Jared, the Denver area is being snowed under. Some schools are closed, about 200 flights canceled, stretches of highway shut down.
I really wish I didn't have to be driving to work this morning, but unfortunately, when you work on the ambulance, you've got to be in.
At times, the snow has been falling at 2 inches an hour in areas of Colorado. Around Denver, they could get nearly 2 feet when it is all done tomorrow. It is a blizzard in parts of Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just put up a nice little website with a little bit of info. Oh, no. When you visit AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can find the parts you need, plus detailed product images and info, live customer service, and more. It's like an auto parts bonanza right inside your computer. So don't bother hopping in the car to drive all over town. The only wheels you need to find quality parts are on the bottom of that nice wheelie chair in front of your computer. And man, that thing is fun to roll around in. And right now at AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can save 15% off replacement parts. Shop online and get the parts you need for less, delivered straight to your door. So you can just roll your chair yourself to the doorway and pick up the quality parts you need. From Advance Auto Parts, service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
Fresh off his big win in Florida's primary, Mitt Romney hoping to keep up his momentum campaigning in Nevada, where Republicans caucus tomorrow. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is live in Las Vegas.
Dave, two polls have Romney trouncing his fellow GOP rivals in tomorrow's caucus here in Nevada. He focuses solely on the president during interviews and says he will not grow Washington but transform it.
The test I have is this program so critical it's worth borrowing money from China to pay for it?
But Newt Gingrich is not letting up, arguing that if he continues to talk about programs he will cut.
People look at this kind of aggressive program. They begin to say, here's a candidate who actually knows what he's doing, knows how to do it.
Ron Paul might not be polling well, but he has strong support in this independent swing state. Rick Santorum is campaigning today in Missouri, Dave.
Now, there's another candidate, Jessica, who's in this race. It's Roseanne Barr.
I'll say, can you?
She of that infamous national anthem singing at a baseball game years ago. But the comedian says she is serious and wants to be the Green Party candidate, saying Republicans and Democrats are bought and paid for by corporate America. Giants and Patriots fans keep showing up 2 days before the Super Bowl.
I think it's really cool. It's a lot of fun to see Indianapolis like this. It's a lot of fun to see all these people coming into the city.
The Giants and Patriots practice today, and Madonna's getting ready, too.
Even though she's a world-famous performer, Madonna is just as affected by pressure and anxiety as the rest of us.
I am so excited to be here, incredibly nervous. This is a Midwesterner girl's dream to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime.
She's already in Indianapolis rehearsing for her super secret show on Sunday. The 53-year-old pop icon is using the attention and momentum to launch her new single, Gimme All Your Lovin', which was featured on American Idol last night.
That's Sabrina Sabah. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning, February the 3rd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room, as so many of you have. I can't even keep up with you anymore. But good morning to the chat room.
And good morning as well. Looks like we've got temperatures about 50 degrees right now in the downtown studios. We're going to have temperatures around 67 today. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 36. Over the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny. We have Super Bowl weekend coming up, of course, and the crab feed and so many wonderful things that people are going to be out and about. So I don't think you're going to need your umbrella this weekend. And, of course, you're going to be cooking ribs on Sunday. I just know it.
Well, you know what? I am. My sister sent me ribs and from a place in Memphis, Tennessee.
You've been saving them.
Been saving them for that.
Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
What's happening out in
Chris
Anselmo's?
Lauer is playing out this Saturday night. And they have added Stephanie Foose for Fridays on added Anselmo. And, of course, over the Valentine weekend, there's some Candice LaVolce, some wonderful entertainment. Really excited about our next portion here of the show. But before we go to this incredible topical SB411, we need to go to our Wells Fargo advisor and our market minute. Are we ready, Bob?
Not quite.
Okay, we're not quite ready. So we'll just keep going.
We're stretching.
What we're talking about here is as soon as we get back from, as soon as Bob can try to get the market minute going here, we're going to be talking about SB 411, which is essentially it's a bill that was going to put a lot of small businesses out of business that have to do with helping our seniors. And our guest today will be discussing this. They brought it to our attention. And it's just, I tell you what, it's just another example of bureaucracy running amok and having a huge impact on not only just on these businesses, but our seniors. Okay, we do have the Wells Fargo Minute. And with Susan Eastman. Good morning.
Good morning. It's busy over here this morning. Yes, rally.
Yeah, it's busy over here too.
What's going on with our market minute, Susan?
Well, Carlin, do we have a positive Dow Jones Industrial Average? It's up 128 points at 12,834. The S&P 500 is up 15 points at 1341, and the Nasdaq Composite is positive 37 points at 2897. Excuse me. Active stocks this morning, Intel's up 65 cents at $26.93 per share. Qualcomm's positive 41 cents at $61.14. And Microsoft is up 38 cents at $30.33. Turning to local stocks of interest, Costco's down 40 cents at $85.12. Target's up a quarter at $52.26 per share. PepsiCo's up 36 cents, trading at $66.76. In the bond department, the 30-year bond yield is 3.14%. And for commodities, gold is down $17.60 at $17.42 per ounce. Silver's down 49 cents at $33.68. And crude oil is up $1.02, trading at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much, Susan. Susan, you have a couple pamphlets for people, 2012 Economic and Market Outlook and Finding Today's Tax Breaks. Is that correct?
Yes, I do, and they're new in print, and I'd love to share them with the public, and you can call the office here on Park Marina Drive at 243-7561, and we'll send some out.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan. We do the Wells Fargo Minute Market Update at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We will be right back on KCNR 1460.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hill of Chico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. Hope your tanks are full and your heaters are on. With all the snow, we're very busy delivering. The heater technicians are swamped, but we're still installing heaters every day. If you'd like to come by to the plant, we have a lot of Toyo Tommy and Monitor heaters on display. We'd love to show you how we can save you money and stay warm. Northern Lights Energy. For all those portable heaters, we sell Clear Pearl in your container or ours. We are now selling DEF, urea fluid, for all the new diesel vehicles and big rigs, 2.5 gallons or 55-gallon containers. Remember, with all the bad weather and the road closures, be patient. We have some of the best drivers in the business, and we will get there. Northern Lights Energy. Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding, open on Saturdays. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. We got our butt music back. Woohoo! 8:12 in the morning here on KCNR. All right, let's get down to it. Our guest this morning,
Sharon Clark. of Home Helpers, and Jim Robinson from Senior Helpers. Now, you're not every day you see them in the same sitting next to
each
other.
Oh, he's not too scary.
No. But, you know, it's. I mean, you two are your competitors.
I try not to run her off the road when I'm here. But.
You know, but like you said at the break, we're all in this for the big picture, and I just really, you know, we commend you for that, because that's what it really is all about.
Well, and being a small business owner in this climate, you know, when bills like this are pending, you really join forces together to bring awareness, and you both being small business owners understand, you know, Absolutely. Every day it's tough to keep your doors open and moving in the right direction.
Can you tell us what SB – am I on? Okay. SB 411 is, or what is it?
SB 411.
SB 411. Can you tell us what it is?
Well, if I could.
Go ahead, Jim.
The foundation of the bill is actually good. It's to regulate the in-home care business. We take care of senior citizens, and they're a vulnerable part of our society. And there are unscrupulous people out there that can take advantage of them. But this bill goes way, way too far. And the cost is exorbitant, which is kind of typical of what our government continues to do to small businesses. We would be licensed through the Department of Social Services, which is the appropriate body to do that. That's the same agency that regulates RCFEs, residential care facilities for the elderly, or known as assisted living facilities. We do for seniors exactly what an RCFE does. We just do it in the senior's home. The licensing cost for an RCFE is about $1,200 a year. The licensing cost for us would be about $3,900 a year. And we don't have a building to inspect, so there actually is less to do. So I'm not quite sure I understand what the additional dollars are for. Then what will happen is all caregivers would have to be certified. Again, caregivers in an RCFE are not, they don't need to be certified. They do have to go through training.
Could you break down RCFE?
Residential Care Facility for the Elderly.
Okay.
Assisted living facilities.
So that's $1,200 a year.
Right.
And then $3,000 a year was for what?
$3,900 is the same fee, licensing fee, for us, those in the home care industry.
And it's, so in which most, well, many of these are small businesses,
yes,
like you all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're paying double or more,
more.
than what a facility does.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's,
is it because your lobbyists aren't as good as their lobbyists?
I'm guessing.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
You know, it's just...
Okay. It's all about money.
Well, it's all... Yeah, but it's again, it's small business and large business. It's,
right.
You know, they're just keep adding things on. Anyway, okay, but, let's get back
and
to the
subject. And we could kind of live with that if the rest of the legislation were not in place.
Sure.
Because the key part is the certification of caregivers, and also, once a caregiver is certified, her name, and I say her, 99% of caregivers are female, are going to have their name posted on a public website with their name, their certification number, and the agency or agencies they work for. And we, Sharon and I, would have to pay $165 per caregiver that we employ during the course of a year to maintain that site. And that's a huge cost. I mean, I had 110 caregivers that I employed last year at some point, and that would be $18,000.
I think people need to understand this the person that comes to work for you, you may only use them for a weekend because it's like, okay, we need some help here. Mm-hmm. And so you have to pay that $165 to keep it in there. Now, a week later, they could go to another facility like Home Helpers with Sharon, and Sharon now has to pay the $165.
Right. Right.
But if they went to a facility that's assisted living, their owners
nothing.
Don't have to pay.
Correct.
And this is on top of all the things we're doing already before we hire them, which is the criminal background, the DMV, the drug testing. So we're already doing quite a bit with these ladies. I mean, I'm spending a couple hundred dollars per hire as it is. So now we're increasing that by $165 to maintain, you know, a public website that, you know, has a huge invasion of privacy issues.
And that's the other issue is again, most of these caregivers are female, and they have to post their name on a public website. I've got a caregiver that was in court all day yesterday seeking a federal restraining order against her ex, who threatens to kill her. She's been hospitalized 7 times.
Wow.
So this woman is going to have to quit her job if she has to post her name on a public website because he can find her. And what happens if he finds her when she's at work in the senior's home? So all of a sudden, the caregiver's at risk and the senior that we're taking care of is at risk.
And your office, because your office is on there
right.
too. Yeah.
Yeah,
your
I
office
mean,
staff.
And they're okay. Now there are certain people that have to be on websites, like
insurance agents,
doctors.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Lawyers. Yeah.
But this is somehow falls under something that's really, really different. I mean, to the point of, like you said, you know, that a lot of these women work like part time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they may work a few hours a day, or you know, maybe a couple weeks out of the month, and they choose to. For different agencies, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what is their thinking behind that, Jim? The public website. What are they trying to do?
The logic that they tell us is that this way a senior citizen can go to the Department of Social Services and ask them whether or not their caregiver or potential caregiver has had any disciplinary action or has any pending against her. In reality, when a client hires us, they need help right now. So typically we assign a caregiver within sometimes hours, if not the next day. So there really isn't going to be time for a senior to go ahead and check out with the Department of Social Services, even if they knew that they could. And the question is, how's the public even going to know that that's available? And they can check me out. They can check Sharon out. If we're licensed, they can check and see whether we have problems with our agency or not. So there's no real reason to do this other than for the caregiver who is working directly for a senior outside of an agency, and that caregiver simply is not going to register with the Department of Social Services and have her certification number. So it doesn't do any good.
So we're going to have to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to find out more about SB 411. And is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Is this before?
And maybe how much money Jim and I will make less next year that we can spend on our companies here in our county.
Absolutely.
Well, it means how many less or how much more people are going to have to pay.
Yeah, that's really what it is.
To have the same level of care, mm-hmm. which has nothing to do with being better in their care.
It won't do better. It'll actually force some people to withhold care or cut back or cancel care because they can't afford it.
And that's the big thing. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's a
good
point.
We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. KCNR 1460.
Can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening? It's time again for the 25th annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed this Saturday night at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5 with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you this Saturday at the silver anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by National University, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Redding Rancheria.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBot. February 3rd. We somehow lost January.
I love Queen.
530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. And
Reading.
In Reading, and you get in the chat room there. 8:23 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble, Mike Huber. If you need something to spruce up the house, the bathroom, the kitchen, outside, this man does just phenomenal work. And
he's an artist.
He's an artist when it comes to stone and granite and marble.
And he's making those wonderful oil can barbecues.
No, he's making these 50-gallon drum barbecues that he polishes so they're like chrome. But he can paint it in your team colors. Or you can put ESMC on the side of it there, Sharon.
Can he bling it out?
He can bling it out. You know what? He can.
Oh, his
he
wife
can
is blinging.
Bling it out. And yeah, and
his wife will, drives Lola.
Yeah, drives the car with the eyelashes on it. Anyway, you give him a call at 241-7866-241-STONE, Mike Huber, or just check out his website at estategranite.com. You know, before we get back to Sharon Clark and Jim Robinson and talking about this, we wanted to give a shout-out to Diane. Diane Hawks works for us. And Diane is an exceptional person. She's always cheerful. She's always happy. She is like a... ray of sunshine, but of course, but she's also guards Linda and I. She guards our time, and if people say something, that sweet smile somehow it just churns it disappears. And we are so happy that Diane's here, but
fiercely
we're
loyal.
Also because
love it.
She is part of a team,
yes,
with her husband Don. And I have to admit that there's things that have to be done around here and in the station, like, you know, putting up curtains, and in this case, toilet seats.
The toilet seat
somehow
broke.
Over the weekend, we have so many shows that the toilet seat was just destroyed completely. Now somebody
the last
needs
butt
to explain
sat on the
to
toilet
me.
Seat just cracked it.
Yeah,
so.
And, yeah, somebody needs to explain to me, how do you destroy a toilet seat? You know, if you're not 18 and been drinking all
lots
night.
Lots of action there.
Well, we get a lot of people in there. But anyway, Diane says, I think, and we have one of our full time employees fell off the seat. I'm not sure, but and
workers'
so,
comp.
Bad word. Anyway, her husband Don goes out and comes in, and he does like he always does. He just comes in and he fixes things.
He brought the Cadillac of toilet seats.
He did. You can't slam it. In fact, I've been taking people back here. Look at this toilet seat. You take it and they throw it down, and he just slowly goes. It's great.
Yes, it's one of those.
Anyway, Diane and Don.
It's almost like a remote control. Click.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for helping
us. I know that sounds really funny, but that's life. And it's a great segue because, you know, I was like, things you don't want to talk about. But, I mean, here's the reality is that, you know, we all have things that happen to us. Our elderly people or, your organization, senior helpers and home helpers. It's also for people who... could be in an accident and have to have people come and help them.
Absolutely, recuperate.
So it's home. It's home help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Sharon Clark from Home Helpers and Jim Robinson from Senior Helpers are here, and we're not talking about that, but we're talking about an impact. This bill from the Senate, SB 411, can have on the home health care industry and the home assistance industry. And let's go back, because, you know, one of the things we talked about was this extra cash it's going to cost you. I mean, I don't know how they did this, how they came up with $165. I mean, how do they do that? Is it kind of like, $165?
My guess is somebody did do some analysis to maintain a website with, there are probably 150,000 caregivers in the state of California, and they probably work for maybe two or three agencies a year. So it's transient work, because a lot of our work, like we were talking about recuperation, when the people get well, then the assignment dries up and they go to work for somebody else. So if you think about that, we were thinking there's probably going to be 500,000 times a year that somebody at the state is going to have to update the website so that it's accurate. I'm sure that's where that money's coming from.
But still, anyway.
But there's no reason for it.
That's right. Well, let's go to the phones. Brian, good morning.
Hey, greetings. Hey, I had to put one of those toilet seats on because my daughters always slam the seats all the time. Let me tell you.
Don't talk about it too much or the government's going to regulate it.
Hey, you know what? I'm not surprised, man. They'll probably only allow us to slam that toilet seat five times a day.
Well, but, if it's over five, it's going to cost you.
I'm worried about these new initiatives that are coming out. Is that a federal or a state thing you're talking about?
It's state. It's state. Yeah, there is a federal one that they're looking at as well, which would – our industry is exempt from overtime, and that exemption at the federal level is – the Obama administration is looking at excluding that or eliminating that. So, again –
my question is really what direction are we going here with all of this? I mean, what is really going to be the positive outcomes from these bills being passed? And I'll take my answer offline. You guys take care.
Thank you.
You know, that's a great question. And we try to ask that. What is the positive aspect
and how
of
do we
this
take
bill?
This information and help you with our listeners, help you guys get to where you need to get?
Well, the positive really would be is if they could regulate it in a way that was not so overpowering and so expensive. It does provide some safeguards for the senior community. I think they deserve that. But again, you know, for me, I did an analysis of what this bill would cost me, and it would add roughly $60,000 a year to my expenses.
And me was $48,000.
Yeah. So we're talking about a lot of money.
Okay.
And that has to be passed along. I'm in business to make money. I've got to eat. And so I was looking at probably having to raise rates by $3 or $4 an hour. What that's going to do is some seniors that we take care of or people we take care of are going to cut back their service, which means caregivers are going to lose hours. Some of them are going to say, I just can't afford this any longer, and possibly even live in a relatively unsafe environment because they really need the help, but they can't afford it. So I'm trying to figure out what good that portion of the bill does when you had that much cost to
well, that's why I was trying to figure out is where you come up on this. We had people in here from the county yesterday. I said, well, where do you come up with this? Well, we figure this and this and this and this. Well, that doesn't seem – oh, okay, but – how do you come up with this guy? You know, to me, you know, everybody knows anything about, and we've got a break here. Anybody knows anything about computers and sites? And I know Sharon, you do, and I'm sure you do, Joe. But once you get it in there, only thing you're talking about is the person's listed. Does it have to list where they're at? Or is it just a listing of the person in the town?
We have some wonderful comments from our chat
room
too. We'll share
that
when
we get
back.
We have people calling,
okay.
So we'll be right back.
KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Kidnappers who abducted two American women from their tour group in the Sinai today have reportedly agreed to free them. A local police chief telling the Associated Press a deal has been made with the Bedouin kidnappers. A leading breast cancer charity says it is reversing its decision to stop funding for Planned Parenthood. A statement from Susan G. Komen for The Cure issuing an apology for the original decision. At a firehouse in Alexandria, Virginia, President Obama has just been introduced. He'll be speaking about the economy only hours after a report that the unemployment rate fell to 8.3% last month.
The American people were promised by the president that unemployment would not exceed 8%. And here we are 36 straight months of unemployment over 8%.
House Speaker John Boehner. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he's encouraged by today's report and that creating jobs remains Congress's top priority. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Treat your sweetheart to Wind River Casino's Cupid Couple Slot Tournament on Friday, February 10th at 6 o'clock. Over $7,000 up for grabs. Just a $40 buy-in per couple or $25 for singles. Plus, drawings for a chance to win a night at the Hilton Garden Inn. Dinner for two at Elements and $25 free slot play. This tournament will sell out fast. Buy in now at the River Club. $5 free slot play plus prize drawings. For details, log on to WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people. Perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, $4.95 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Mike Huber from Estate Granite on Man's Search for the Ultimate Roaster.
The Ultimate Lucky Roaster. Have you been afraid to smoke your dinner? It's easier than you think. With my roaster, you can have your meat and eat it too in under an hour and a half. The most flavorful smoked meat, the ultimate way to cook your favorite. Hung on 304 stainless steel hooks with lots of room to do four tri-tips or four chickens or four of your favorite rack of ribs. With the best flavor possible, have you heard of an ugly roaster? Well, this is not ugly. Made to order with your team's favorite colors for the ultimate backyard or tailgate experience. The fully polished barrel is my favorite for the hunter in mind. All finished with high temperature, lasting durability paint. And because we make each roaster from recycled metals, each one is unique. So call today for your personalized roaster, 241 Stone, 241-7866. And ask about our granite fire pit tables.
The global economy is demanding we change the makeup of our local business community. Hello, I'm Mark Lascelles, one of the hosts of Shasta Startup at 9 o'clock on Friday mornings. This week, my guest will be Jim Hill of Air Cover Integrated Solutions, a new company that recently located to this area that is developing a technology that powers drone aircraft. Air Cover is a global leader in the field of innovation. We'll be doing their research and development along with some of their manufacturing right here in Shasta County. So be sure to tune in for the show and discover how Shasta County is indeed becoming a player in the global economy.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bodd, it's 8:35 in the morning. It's February the 3rd. It's a beautiful day. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop.
Oh, I guess so.
Man's Last Stronghold. Go on down there.
Where they shave your neck.
Take a step back in time. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, great conversation, discounts for veterans. What can I say? DC Tim and the young man in black, Lonnie. They give great haircuts. You just come on in there and sit down and, you know, and okay, so what, you know, you may have to wait because there's a lot of people who love getting their haircut down there. So you might have to wait a little bit, but that's where you catch up on your reading. National Geographic, Car and Track, Guns and Ammo, and I guarantee you'll never see Dr. Phil on TV.
Our guest this
Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue.
All right. Our guest this morning have been Jim Clark with Senior Helpers and, Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers and Sherry Clark. I'm mixing it up.
With Home Helpers.
With Home Helpers.
Put down the mimosa, Linda.
I know. We've been talking about SB 411, which is on a serious note, and we do have callers that want to engage. So let's go to line one with Sharon.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Hey, well, you know, I listened to your show yesterday with Russ, right?
And
he's talking about these fees for permitting cost so much because they have to create this file and then store a file. And now we've got Ensemble getting feed and permit feed out of whatever. Now we've got our home care people getting permit and fees it raised up so that no one can afford anything.
Exactly.
And it's so frustrating because I wonder, to create a file and store a file, why are we raising all these fees and taxing and permitting and feeing everybody out of business? What for? Because we need money in our city, our state, and our federal, you know, pocketbook, but we can't keep going like this, and we can say, well, we'll just deal with it, but we can't keep dealing with it. And I don't know what the answer is, but it just seems like everywhere we go, they keep wanting more money. They're not giving us any more service. It's probably getting worse. And I just don't get it, and I don't understand what we're supposed to do. These poor people, Jim and Sharon, all this rigmarole that they have to run through and everybody else, it just is infuriating that we don't understand where the money's going, why we have to pay it. And I don't know what the people can do, but there's got to be something we can stand up. And I keep saying, quit paying our taxes, because how else are we going to speak up? Anyway, I was just so frustrated hearing that. Now it's hitting, you know, this sort of care, too. And it's beyond comprehension. I'm just frustrated, so I had to call in and say that.
Well, you can help.
Thanks, Sharon.
You can help.
You can help.
You can help. What we need everybody to do is write letters and fax them in or mail them in. Don't try to email, and send them to Jim Nielsen, our local assemblyman, and then also to the speaker, Perez, as well as Felipe Fuentes, who's the chair of the Appropriations Committee.
Do you have this sort of information on your website so people can access it and more easily find out who to contact?
I tell you what we'll do is we'll put this right up. We'll put this on our website. I'll get to our webmaster, and we'll put it at the top. Right now we have something about small businesses in this. We'll put this up there with the bill and who you can write to.
Okay, I think we're all getting mad enough where we're ready to do something, because, like I say, these fees are ridiculous and there's no substance behind them. They're just raising them because they need the money, and it's just nuts.
And what happens here is the legislators don't listen to us business people. They feel, I've testified in both the Senate and the Assembly several times, and we're business people, and they take kind of the attitude that we're in this for ourselves and it's all about our profit, and we're really not. It's self-serving, so to speak. And so if we can get the general public to write, that's what makes an impact. It really does.
Okay.
So
okay.
Tell your friends and neighbors, write letters to these folks, because that's the only way we're going to beat this.
Okay, well, that's excellent. I will certainly follow through with that. And I would like to wish Mr. John Dixon a happy birthday.
Well,
because I know it's his birthday today, and I hope he's listening. I'm sure that he is.
I think
anyway,
he is.
Thank you for your time on the radio.
Thank you.
For your support,
right,
Sharon.
Sharon, I know he'll appreciate that. We got to take a break here. And Charles, hang on till we get back
from the break.
And, you know, one of the things that we want to talk just a little bit is, and Sharon was talking about all these fees, but I don't think people realize is that you two hire a lot of people in this county. I mean, I'm not talking thousands, but you two hire a lot of people. You provide a valuable service. You pay a lot of taxes in this county. And what this will do is have an impact on your ability to do, to take care. Because we have people in here talking about, gosh, my mom, this happened to my mom. I talked to somebody the other day that he had come to you, Sharon, and you helped him with his mother. And it's just, you know, something that has to be done right away, and that you two are always... Your businesses are there to help. Mm-hmm. And what an impact this can have on our community.
Absolutely. Well, when we come back, we have questions from the chat room as well as our caller. And one of the questions is, and think about this over, what happened to create this bill? Was there a specific incident that helped to the impetus for putting this bill out there? We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm 15 for a moment, caught in between 10 and 20, and I'm just dreaming, counting the ways to where you are.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sisku Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, that kind of, you know, Just Bob, that kind of makes me mellow there. February 3rd. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I've been mellow enough. Get off. All right. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. Go down there and get that coffee. We're going down there today to pick up some beans and some and talk to the people down there. We love it down there.
Going to buy some cigars.
Yeah, it's Super Bowl weekend. And you know what? If you've got a flag that's damaged and you don't know really what to do with it, it's old, take it down to Tobacco and Brew. They've got organizations that will take care of that flag and do it with dignity. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have a class act. They have discounts for veterans. Okay, let's go to the phones. Charles, thanks for waiting.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it seems like this legislation would be one additional way by which people be moved out of the rural areas into higher density, you know, living situation, because if a senior cannot afford the in-home care or if the in-home care is simply not available because some of the caregivers are not, you know, are trying to protect their personal safety by not listing their names on the website, then that would force them to either live under substandard condition, or else move into a higher density residential care facility.
That's exactly
which usually is in a more urban area.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's bad enough that they want to take away the water rights and have wolves, you know, running loose on people's property. Now they want to get dear old grandma
warehouse
force her into urban area as well way.
They want a warehouse. Hey, Charles, you picked up on a good thing, and we're going to get ready to talk about that. Thanks so much for your phone call.
All right, I'll get off the phone because it sounds like you might have people waiting in line. Thank you.
We do, but that was a good point. We were just talking about it. What Charles was saying, and it was that if we didn't have home care because people couldn't afford it because of the new rules and regulations and cost. Well, now As you were saying, is that then the public, the county gets into it. What happens then?
Yeah, well, basically what happens is, you know, we have in-home support services for those that are very, very poor and don't have any money and basically qualify for Medi-Cal. And then there's this big gap, and then there's the people that can afford these new rates that we'll all have to hike up to, you know, meet this legislature. So then you end up with this gap of services and people floundering that have some money but not enough. And then APS gets called in, Adult Protective Services, because a neighbor sees that, you know, Bill, their wonderful neighbor, it hasn't been outside and isn't getting his trash to the curb, and they have concerns. And then our county is paying to have our social workers go in and assess Mr. Smith, and he can't care for himself. He doesn't have the money. Well, he gets moved out of his home. He goes into a skilled nursing facility that the state will, you know, take all of his money, and they will now pay for, and we taxpayers will pick up the remainder of what, you know, he can't afford to pay for. And not only is it a cost, but now we've got a senior that worked their whole life and has not been able to live at home with their independence. So there's so much fallout from this, not just our agencies and our caregivers and what we want to provide to our seniors in the county, but what are, you know, Medicare does not pay for us to grow old. Medicare does not pay for our services or for assisted living. So we all have to use our own funds for that, and we want to keep our own funds, you know, spending them wisely and preserving them. And this bill does not do that.
And I should point out, because Sharon hit on a good point, the state will pay to put somebody in a skilled care facility, but they won't pay for them to stay at home or on assisted living unless they have qualified for Medi-Cal. And skilled care costs $8,000 to $10,000 a month. So, you know, you could put a lot of home care in for $8,000 to $10,000 a month.
Yeah, skilled care is when they're into an institution.
Or correct.
I shouldn't say an institution,
They're typically a nursing home rehab facility. Yeah. But the other thing I should point out of this legislation also is, interestingly enough, the state has excluded itself from these rules and regulations. Well, so in-home supportive services, those caregivers are not going to be posted on a public website. They don't need to be certified, and they don't need to be trained. So why is
the government is excluding themselves?
The government is excluding themselves. So if it's so good for us, why isn't it not,
you know,
so good
Jim,
for
the Jim, my friend, I just met you, but you know I'm simpatico here. Asking that question is like saying, why does the sun come up every day? I mean, you know, it's just, it's part of it. They do this because they don't care.
Yeah, and Charles
because
mentioned the wolves.
Can.
They're in
the
Sacramento.
Wolves. That's right. Well, no, jackals.
Okay.
Wolves are noble animals.
Yeah.
One of the things we talked about, jackals. You know, I wish y'all could see the look on my lovely wife's face, because when I say some things.
Well.
Okay. Now, the one thing is, you all are all for having training and having people have a certain level of competence.
Sure.
To be able to do it. You would not, because I know, and I've known Sharon a long time, and Sharon has, well before they came up with any type of rules, was doing background checks and doing training in this to make sure that she's putting quality people on. I'm sure, Jim, you do too.
We do.
What you all are looking for is hey guys, let's think about this $165 we're paying. We don't mind paying a larger, you know, a larger fee to be in business, but back off this other thing, then we can stay in business and do it. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. And Jim and I, you know, working in the community together, have seen, you know, not everyone has the ethics that we have, and I'm sure that's not just in Shasta County, but everywhere.
Oh, sure.
And so, again, you know, as Jim mentioned in the beginning of the show, we do have a vulnerable population we're serving, and we do want some oversight, because as the baby boomers continue to hit retirement, you know, more and more agencies are going to crop up, and we do want to have something, but, you know, it needs to make sense. It needs to not inhibit us from hiring people. It needs to not cause us to have to raise our rates. You know, we want to continue, you know, I offer benefits to my full-time people. I don't want to have to take my benefits away because of what the state's doing and have that affect my staffing. And so, you know, this just is not the right bill for us. You know, we don't mind paying a licensing fee, and we don't mind having to have the caregivers have more training and have oversight of that training, but not at this kind of expense.
It's just going to put you out of business, and then that will have a huge impact on our elderly, which will have, you know, end up costing us a lot more money in the short and long run.
Exactly.
Got to take a break. Art, we've got you. We'll have you up as soon as we take this break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
The Experience Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. With over 11 years of floral experience, Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home, let our home inspire yours.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The global economy is demanding we change the makeup of our local business community. Hello, I'm Mark Lascelles, one of the hosts of Shasta Startup at 9 o'clock on Friday mornings. This week, my guest will be Jim Hill of Air Cover Integrated Solutions, a new company that recently relocated to this area that is developing a technology that powers drone aircraft. Air Cover is a global leader in the field of innovation, will be doing their research and development along with some of their manufacturing right here in Shasta County. So be sure to tune in for the show and discover how Shasta County is indeed becoming a player in the global economy.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I won't back down.
No, I won't. Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460, down. Currently 47 degrees. And we've been talking about the bills, SB 411. And with us this morning is Jim Robinson and Sharon Clark, with both Jim with Senior Helpers and Sharon, owner of Home Helpers. And we want to go to the phones right now and talk to Art. Art, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I'd like to know if I can broach a parallel subject that certainly deals with seniors, because I am one, and also deals with the kind of legislation that can take seniors like myself and put them in a very bad position. And what I'm talking about is Obamacare. I may have mentioned in previous calls that I was a construction worker all my adult life, and I paid into a retirement and to a health care program to protect my wife and myself when we reached retirement age. I was a carpenters union down in the Bay Area. I just received a long sheaf of letters from them telling me that my health care insurance, which is taken out of my retirement check, is going up $800 a year, and that they can no longer keep me on the medication program and are shunting me off to Medicare Part D through another provider. I phoned the union officers to ask them what was going on. They said that the provisions of Obamacare are already taking effect and that they now have to cover adult male and female children up to 26 years of age, and the Carpenters plan can't do it. So they're cutting back on their plans to guys like me and everybody else that was in that program, and they're raising the amount of money they take just to keep what I have. Plus, I'm now on a different program to get medication for my wife and myself. This is just the beginning tentacles of what this monstrosity is going to be when it comes to 2014, if it's not killed dead and the stake is driven through its heart. This is just the beginning. People have no idea. There's going to be millions of people like me out there across this country that are going to wake up to what this bill actually does. I worked all my life to give myself some protection, and I'm now paying for people who would not, could not, or did not. There's no place to go. It's exasperating. There's no place to go hope that they kill this bill.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Art? You put it so well. And we're taking notes here because this is something else we want to talk about, is that, you know, where do you go? What about the people that, you know, who do you talk to about this? You sit here and it impacts on you just like it does on what Sharon and Jim are talking about. Who do you talk to about this? It's not just impacting on them, though it does. The trickle-down effect to people that they help is going to be immediate. And on the people that work here, I mean, it's just like it was an immediate to you, $800 more a year. And guess what? Now you don't get the coverage you had because now they're having to cover somebody else because of this law of unintended consequences that they don't think about.
That's what they told me. They can no longer run the plan with the funds available. And so guys like me take it in the shorts. But I'll tell you, Carl, millions of people all over this country are going to get something like this if they have any sort of private health care that they've paid for all their life. And, you know, if the Republicans don't get in and drive a stake through this monstrosity, I don't know what the hell is going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, Art, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for your phone call.
Yeah, man.
Okay, Sharon and Jim, tell us what people can do to help to try and just drive a stake through the heart of this.
Well, I think that caller Mark made a very good point. It's all about writing your legislator, getting involved. That's all we can do, other than voting for people that don't listen to us, voting them out of office when it comes time. This Obamacare is just like SB 411. It's way too much, too big. The government's getting too big, trying to control too much of what we do. Yes. Oversight is important to a certain degree because we need to protect, but we don't need this kind of bill.
Okay, now when did you all have your rally down in Sacramento?
27th of February.
Okay, we want to have you all back on again, kind of as a reminder before that.
Sure.
Can we do that?
Yep.
Sure. And get stacks of letters, and we'll post where people can write their comments to our congressmen and
have a great weekend. Have a great week. We've got a lot of great shows this Saturday and Sunday. We'll have you back on before this thing kicks off.
Thanks.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
The recovery is speeding up.
President Obama praising the January surge in hiring. 243,000 jobs added and the lowest unemployment rate since he took office, 8.3%. He says the numbers will fluctuate, but the economy is growing stronger.
So I want to send a clear message to Congress. Do not slow down the recovery that we're on. Don't muck it up. Keep it moving in the right direction.
House Speaker John Boehner welcomes what he calls flickers of hope.
But the American people were promised by the president that unemployment would not exceed 8%. And here we are, 36 straight months of unemployment over 8%.
Boehner says the nation can do better with new direction. Two American women kidnapped in Egypt have been freed. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Mideast Bureau.
Lisa, a security official saying they were freed after a deal with the Bedouin tribesmen that kidnapped them. The two women and their tour guide were seized from their minivan at gunpoint in the Sinai. It's thought that